The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like you're home with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? We're back. We're back for another one. Yes, indeed, Cousin Ed's Corner. It is a thank God for everything. Thank God for everything. A lot of times we say thank God for Friday, but over here we like to thank God for everything. Thank God for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We thank God for the seconds. We thank God for the moments, the minutes, the hours, the days, the months, the years, the generations that he allows us to have, just the decades and everything in between. Thank God for just having us here together. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God. So I thank you for being here with us, for being here with me, being here with the community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hopefully you had a great week so far. Hopefully you're going into the weekend. Have a great weekend. But today is a, every day is a special day, but say today's a somber day. And I just want to think about today in a different way than we normally think about today, right? So I am going to date the show for those who are in any kind of entertainment. You know, you shouldn't date your material because you may want to use it again. But I'm going to date today's show as Good Friday, right? Good Friday. A title may come out of this. I'm not sure what the title may be, but Good Friday is what my thoughts are around Good Friday. So always happy to be back. Always happy to be online. Always happy to talk to you. Happy about everything that's going on in this community. But as I was taking my daughter to school this morning, we were talking about Good Friday, and I was just thinking about, you know, she has school and some people work and everything else. And we have all of these other pagan holidays, and we can't say that Christ was crucified on a Friday. We call it Good Friday. We don't know the actual day, time, everything else, but we know it was, you know, what happened 3 days later and everything else. So, but if we choose to be a Christian society, right, or we choose to be Christians ourselves, right, and in our society, we have all of these pagan holidays that we honor. I was thinking about today as Good Friday, and it's actually the crucifixion, right? So when somebody dies, we should celebrate their life, right? But we should also honor their life. And I think today is a day we should honor Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, honor him and his sacrifice. Not only Easter, the resurrection is another, you know, it's also, as I think it may be more impactful, that anyone can come back and show how powerful they are and how great they are. And one of the few to be resurrected, right? So Sunday, Easter, we all honor that. But let's honor him today in giving up his life and sacrificing his life for us. let's honor him today in being taking on our sins and showing us that everything that we've done is forgiven, right? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I think not only was he saying that to the people who crucified him, but he also said that to us, that sometimes we forget him and we don't honor him the way we should. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I think a lot of times in our day-to-day life, we go through and we don't give him all the honor and glory for letting us even make it through those days. We don't give him all the praise for letting him make us make it through those days. If you think about a mother birthing a child, right? That's a huge, huge, huge monumental, I can use every adjective I can think of, sacrifice going through those 9 months of term of labor, of pregnancy, going through however long it takes for labor, that pain. Think about it the other side. Think about the side of death. Think about, you know, they have, they said Palm Sunday, where he went through the streets and they waved palms at him, knowing that your time was coming up where you've been persecuted, you're going to be crucified, you've already been judged. You've seen other people get hung before on a cross, and you know what's coming for you. And still, you don't run. You say, I'm going to do this. As I speak about this, if you haven't seen the Passion of the Christ, please see the Passion of the Christ. If you're not a believer, the story alone, if it's fictional or not, is an amazing reenactment of what could have happened. And we only can say on our, in today's mind, right? I'll give you another analogy. We, being us at this age group, can only imagine what our parents, our grandparents went through in slavery time, right? Not even slavery. Let's just even go back to Jim Crow time of having to pick cotton and everything else. I mean, talking about slaves being whipped and chained. We can only imagine what they went through, right? Can you imagine going back to BC before Christ and imagining what they went through back then? Imagine going back to Christ and imagine what he had to go through at that time. Having your friends turn on you. Not even your friends. Your disciples, the ones that follow you and say, I give everything to you, turn on you. Having Judas turn you in. Can you imagine that? As I was talking to my daughter this morning, like I said, I was thinking about all these things and how we honor a bunny for Easter, but we're not honoring our true God and Savior. Let's get back to what's most important. How much time are we going to spend looking at the internet and all the controversies that's going on and not get into our good book and learn about the biggest controversy that ever happened on this earth and how he was persecuted? But I tell you this much, he rose again. He rose again. He rose again. Man, oh man, he rose again. We are also thankful for him being able to come back and rise again. Friends and family, I leave you on that one. Just want us to think about that. It's something you cannot imagine. They hung him high, spread his hands, nailed him in his sides, nailed him in his feet. Blood dripped out. Hey, Cousin Ed's Corner here. 762-333-2032. 762-333-2032. Reach out. Let me know how you feel. Let me know your thoughts about our whole belief behind this, our whole understanding behind this, and what are you doing differently? What may your family be doing differently? Let's make changes. Love y'all. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Man.